So here's to all of the good thinkers, and here's to the lonely drinker, but don't you know.
Welcome back to Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Doug Burgum, entrepreneur, philanthropist, and gubernatorial candidate for North Dakota.
And you see this in agriculture as well. I mean, last time I talked to Commissioner Goring, he was talking about the biodegradable sensors that they put in the ground, and they speak to the UAVs as you come over. And so what's coming down the path is real-time big data. Is that what you're seeing?
Yeah, absolutely. And I, you know, as yesterday, I was at the Drone Focus Conference. You know, it's going to be the Williston, you know, Basin Petroleum Conference in 5 years. My prediction is this Drone Focus thing. I mean, I think we had 350, 400 people this thing, from all our people from NASA, you know, people from all over the country here in Fargo for this conference. But of course, big representation from NDSU and UND, because, you know, between the aviation background at UND and the agricultural research at NDSU, plus the fact that people like Senator Hovind, who've been out in front of this thing, advocating getting the airspace approved from the FAA. I mean, we can do things here, you know, in this Northern Plains airspace, and what's going on with in Grand Sky, at, you know, in the conjunction between the Air Force Base and Grand Forks, and I mean, Northrop Grumman, McDonnell Douglas, these guys are building big buildings up there. I mean, we've got the right kind of players coming in for us to actually build a huge industry in North Dakota.
These are the biggest players in the game.
Absolutely, yeah. The biggest. And yeah. We're not talking about, you know, little four rotor blade things that carry your GoPro camera up for 20 minutes. I mean, they've got things up there that are flying that have got 40-foot wingspans. Mm-hmm. But when you do that, well, then all of a sudden now you can be mapping, you know, entire sections of agricultural fields, you know, with infrared reflective light, all kinds of things. And we're going to have so much data around agriculture that we've never had before. But it's a huge advantage. It's a huge advantage for both universities and the state of North Dakota that's happening here, because it's also going to help us attract talent. Students from around the country that are interested in this are going to want to come to school here because of the, you know, because of what we've got going on. I met a young guy yesterday. He's got 4,500 hours of flight time on drones. Okay, I mean,
that's,
you know,
quite a bit.
It's a lot, and he's a young, very young person. I mean, think of what this person think. And I was just going, where is this guy going in his life? You know, I mean, I want almost like, you know, let me follow you around and invest in your next company. I mean, it's exciting to see where, you know, where we're going.
I call NDSU the brains and UND the body, because they're kind of building the bodies up there. But a lot of people don't understand that North Dakota State is on the forefront of building the, whether it is the opticals and the, what is it, the algorithms they call them.
Yep.
Explain to me that the brains behind these things being developed at NDSU.
Well, in any one of these, you know, projects, it's maybe too simplistic, but to call it the hardware and the software.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to have the physical aeronautics ability to get something that flies efficiently. And again, one of the big challenges is the, you know, the propulsion, the battery life. Because, you know, again, you know, the heavier mm-hmm. your drone, you know, the more juice you have to use to keep the thing up and airborne, and then the less juice you've got to be able to do your data collection, or your flight times are shorter. And so again, it's finding, you know, creating efficient flight so that your payload can be focused on actually doing the data collection. And the data collection again can again. There are big advances being made, because, as we know, I mean, if anybody's got a cell phone, knows how much better their cameras now than it was, you know, 2 years ago, 4 years ago, 6 years ago. So the advances in, you know, lightweight mobile optics, the advances in what's going on with infrared refractive light. I mean, all of these things. And again, in some cases, we're collecting those images, but we haven't yet developed the software programs to manage all the data that's coming in. You know, how do we compare? You know, if you take a picture, the same picture of the field once a week over a period of 4 weeks, you know, how do we develop the software that compares the variances between those two, you know, or two and three, week two, week three, week four, what's happening, what are the changes, and then creating databases, that information, so that when you go back the next year and the next year, you can compare. On this date, we flew over it, it looked like this, the same time a year later, weather conditions were different. So we'll build up databases of information around what we're observing, and then over the time series we'll get smarter as well. So again, the sooner we start collecting the data, you know, the faster we'll get smarter.
To listen to the full-length interview with Doug Burgum, or to listen to other Coffee and Capitalism features, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
And here's to carrying the weight of the world. And here's to screaming, yeah, never being heard. And here's to not letting this
stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
And that concludes this week's episode on Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. For a full list of today's guests and interviews, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com. And we'll be back next week on this radio station at this time. For a full list of our radio affiliates and other media partners, visit cafecapitalism.com. That's cafecapitalism.com.
Candlestick, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
Coffee and Capitalism Radio is brought to you in part by MBI Energy Services, cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services, visit their website at www.mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. For more information on Hatch Realty, call 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Building the Bakken, informing and educating the masses about the Bakken Shale Play. Read original stories and hear exclusive interviews at buildingthebakken.com. And the Lodge at Deadwood, voted the best hotel, the best casino, and the best overall restaurant for three consecutive years in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood. Check them out online at deadwoodlodge.com. From the staff at Coffee and Capitalism Radio and the kids from Kids and Capitalism, we're asking you to be safe, be happy, make money, and give back. Thanks for joining us this week, folks. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Coffee and Capitalism Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. We'll see you next week.
Hot stuff for sale, why don't you do now? Like the millionaires do. Put your stuff on the market. You can make a million too.
My name is Otis, and I am the host of Kids in Capitalism. I would like to take this time to talk to you about Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty is in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. If you are looking to buy or sell a home, you need to give Hatch Realty a call today. Hatch Realty is the number one real estate team in North Dakota, according to the Wall Street Journal, and is featured in Inc. Magazine's 5,000 Fastest Growing Private Companies in America. Eric Hatch has been endorsed by Barbara Corcoran from the hit show Shark Tank. He was voted Best Real Estate Agent by the firm of Fargo-Moorhead, is an Alumni Association Horizon Award winner from North Dakota State University, and the host of Real Estate Radio. When buying or selling real estate, there is only one company to call, and that's Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. Give Eric Hatch and Hatch Realty a call today at 701-212-1572. Again, that's 701-212-1572. Or check them out online at livefargomoorhead.com. Again, that's livefargomoorhead.com. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate.
Since 1979, MBI Energy Services has committed to responsibly growing with today's oil and gas industry by providing proven experience, strategic locations, and integrated services. MBI Energy Services is well established, and its innovation in safety and excellent customer service is what truly makes MBI Energy Services the oil field service professionals. MBI Energy Services, the cutting edge in oil field safety solutions. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com. Deadwood's newest legend.
The oil and gas industry is coming back, and you need a source to keep up to date on the industry. Check out Oil Man, the magazine for leaders in the American energy industry. Each issue gives you a competitive edge with the latest oil and gas news. In addition to the news and analysis, the Oil Man brings you exciting features, publishes photos from yesteryear that chronicle the history of the oil and gas industry. Visit oilman.com to learn more and subscribe today. That's theoilman.com.